So what are we going to talk about?
Rockets.
Rockets on a photo show?
Baseball.
Forget I asked.
Hello and welcome to the Two Hosers Photo Show. This is episode 42.
We're calling this the funny episode.
Okay, hang on, it wasn't your turn to speak yet. Do I have to cut that?
No, I'll speak in turn.
Let's just keep rolling. Okay, so 42, okay, I've lost my place. 42, welcome to the show. As always, this is Alan sitting in Vancouver, Canada. With me is...
Adam.
That was your time to talk.
Yeah, just tap my hand when you want me to talk.
You nailed it that second time. So, yeah, we're both sitting here once again face-to-face in Vancouver, Canada.
Yes.
What's going on in Tubingen?
I don't know.
I'll have to ask Marquardt.
Tubingen Weekly? Do you get a publication like that?
I read it online.
Yeah?
I check out the webcams they have in the city square.
Yeah.
Just to see what's going on.
Makes sense.
Let's check it out right now as we do the intro to the show. What did you shoot this week?
I shot a couple of pictures at the pumpkin patch with yourself and your wife.
Of me.
And a couple of you, yeah. A couple of my own kids and a couple of our kids. Well, not your kid, but my kids at the park playing.
So what's the pumpkin patch? First of all, let's stay there. What goes on at the pumpkin patch?
You go to the pumpkin patch to get pumpkins for Halloween.
To make them into?
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Kürbisgeist, yeah.
That's what it's called? Jack-o'-lantern.
Kürbisgeist, yeah. Pumpkin ghost.
Oh.
That's what they call it.
Is that scarier than a jack-o'-lantern?
I think so.
It's a scary name.
Not to your son, Jack.
No.
Though. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, so they, that was, I've been looking forward to that since we came back, taking Emily and showing Lena the pumpkin patch. I don't think she's ever been to a pumpkin patch before.
So, and I, correct me if I'm wrong, but jack-o'-lanterns and Halloween's not big in Germany.
It's picking up steam.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's starting to pick up a little bit. They do all kinds of stuff. They do like a lantern walk.
Yeah, we actually did that last week, a lantern festival.
Yep. Do they actually use real candles?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I was surprised. I told Lena that they did not.
They did.
Lena's my wife, by the way. I guess I had not mentioned that before.
I think you have.
So we'll reload that. So yeah, I was looking forward to going to the pumpkin patch, and all of a sudden, because the weather here has been terrible. Just like really, it was awesome for the first week that I was here. Unbelievable weather, and then typical Vancouver weather.
Yep.
And then it broke.
It's nice.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so Adam called, and off we went to the pumpkin patch. And I was thrilled, except for taking pictures was no fun.
How come?
What time did we go? We met you there at like 1:30?
Yes.
In the bright, harsh sunlight?
Yep.
That was tough.
Yep.
So how did you shoot? What was the first thing you realized on the way to the pumpkin patch? First of all, hopefully Alan will shoot all the pictures.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I actually didn't take my camera out for the first three quarters of it. And I brought it along just kind of as a courtesy, like, yeah, I'm not going to totally, you know, ride your coattails on this one. So I've got my camera, but I was hoping to keep it in my bag, which I almost got away with. But my first thought was it's going to be high speed sync because the sun's overhead and you're going to get a lot of shadows on people's faces. And I was also worried about, you know, the background being blown out in most of the pictures.
I almost didn't bring my flash.
No,
I thought about it because I saw there was a bit of haze coming, and I thought, oh, we might get away with this. Might be a nice soft light. Not the case. So I did bring it anyway. Threw it in the diaper bag. That's a great move.
Good camera carrying accessory kit. Yeah.
Tell me that's not the greatest thing though.
Yeah.
When you start carrying the big stroller and all that, it is good for throwing your photo gear in.
Yeah, especially if it's pink and it's got a big bunny face on the side of it.
Who's gonna steal it?
Yeah.
Who is going to, I mean, kidnappers, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we got a camera kit here as well.
You know, hold that for rent. This took a dark turn. yeah, so I brought that along, and I shot with my 70 to 200.
Yeah.
That was my lens of choice. And definitely high-speed sync was the first thing I flipped on when we got out there, because, wow, was that bright. And it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, and I brought my 50 millimeter 1.8, and the few shots that I did take, I took with that. And no surprise there. I only have two lenses, so you know, flip a coin.
And then what else did you shoot? You shot your kids at the park, you said?
Shot my kids at the park in the afternoon, same day. It was a beautiful day, like you said, a little later in the afternoon, and playing on the railroad tracks, a place where there's actually no trains, but there are railroad tracks. And so I was trying to play around with, creating some depth and using the railroad tracks, and the light was great. So those will show up on a future blog post. No artificial lighting, just natural sunlight for change, because I've been getting hung up with the whole lighting, the lighting setup. But did that. And then to make the day complete, I actually went out to Gary Point, where I've shot some pictures, and took some pictures of some friends who wanted some family photos and something to give to their parents for Christmas presents. So the lighting was good, and I called them up and said, hey, if you want to do this, because they'd asked me, let's do it tonight because it's going to be good light. So we went and did that, and that'll be one of the pictures I'll use for our photo challenge.
Awesome. Yeah, those pictures look great. And you're a pro. All of a sudden, did they pay you?
No, I don't. This is still pro bono work. But
oh, still for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Maintaining your eligibility.
I'm trying to build up a network of people that can then show other people the pictures of them, and eventually down the road, maybe it'll pay dividends.
Yep.
Getting my name out there. I can't, and these friends are very popular in our neighborhood, so
yeah.
They know lots of people in lots of corners. So this is just smart marketing on my part.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I shot those pumpkin patch pictures like we mentioned. We took our daughter swimming the other day, and this will get to photo stuff in a sec, not just about, dad stuff.
What we did. A week in dadding.
Yeah. I've been sleeping well and enjoy the morning coffee.
Emily responds to loud noises.
Yeah. She likes sunsets and walks in the park. We took her swimming because I'm a big fan of it. And she seems to like it a lot. So we went to that new pool over by Nat Bailey Stadium.
Okay.
And so we went in there, and my dad came along as well. And so he didn't come swimming. He just wanted to come and do the observation thing. And he was snapping photos with his point and shoot.
Yeah.
He didn't feel like bringing the full camera kit. And his does HD video and all that as well. So he wanted to try it out. And it was just kind of funny how one of the lifeguards came up to him and basically asked him to stop taking pictures. He can't take pictures in the pool.
Really?
Apparently, well, and then on the way out, he asked somebody else and they said, yeah, no problem. But I just thought that's the day and age we live in where, well, you had an incident on the bus.
Yeah, we had an incident where we were taking the SkyTrain down into Vancouver, and I was sitting on one side of the SkyTrain with Jack, and on the opposite side was Lisa and Sarah, and a lady, a middle-aged lady sitting beside Lisa and Sarah just was enamored with Sarah. And was just snapping pictures away. And I thought, that's kind of like no big deal. She didn't look too conspicuous, and I wasn't fearful for any particular reason. But she proceeded to take about 100 photos over the course of about a 20-minute...
With like a point-and-shoot?
Yeah, with a point-and-shoot. So my first thought was, okay, one or two pictures is cool, but if you're going to snap 100 photos of my kid, get a better camera.
You should have given her our card.
Yeah, I should have, yeah. So anyway, so I just thought that was something to bring up. Don't do that as an etiquette reason for small children, or at least ask, I think. The appropriate thing, I think, would be to ask, do you mind if we take pictures of your children? I don't even know if she made the connection between Sarah and Lisa and myself. And Lisa didn't even know she was taking the pictures. But as she exited the SkyTrain at her stop, she was like, oh, thank you. Your daughter is so cute. And then she took off, right?
Wow.
So it was weird.
I can see why people would want to snap pictures, because your daughter is very cute.
I agree.
And yeah. Likely adopted, therefore. No offense to Lisa.
Yeah, no, just in my genes.
That was a rip at you.
Yeah.
No, she is very photogenic, and so I can see why people would want to do that, but I wouldn't do that.
No.
Which is too bad, because, I have no nefarious purposes, but I tend to ask people.
Yeah.
Before I take their picture.
Absolutely. And I think maybe there's a built-in bias there. Because she was female, I was a little less intimidated. If I saw you on the SkyTrain taking pictures of my daughter, I'd be dropping the mitts, as we say in Canada.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you would lose, but I appreciate
it. Still drop them.
Yeah. The effort would be made. Yep, I hear you. Before we move on to the photo challenge, I wanted to give a quick thank you to a woman named Sue.
Okay.
Not a boy named Sue.
Right, which is a...
That's a whole different situation. But a woman named Sue, who we met last night, We're out visiting friends out in the, you know, the west end of Vancouver there?
Yeah, I don't go out there very often.
Beautiful, beautiful day out there. That's where we were. Great day on the seawall. Had a nice nice little walk around there. Went for afternoon tea. Yeah. I had coffee, though, right. Just so as you know.
Yeah.
And
did you have crumpets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, our friend Allison really did it up.
Really?
She got a new tea set.
Oh.
And so she wanted to invite us over for tea.
She should hang out with Sarah. Sarah loves tea.
Oh, well, she'll get the invite.
Yeah.
It's the full, I don't know, something set.
So it's like when you're a kid and you get a tea set, it's basically a fancier version. You grow up and you get the fancy version. Sarah's is pink and plastic, and when you put water in it, it changes color. So it makes it look like there's actual tea.
Well, this sounds a lot, yeah, this sounds better than hers. No, because hers is, if you drop it, you break it.
Oh, that's no good.
But I had, anyway, I did have coffee to save what little left what was left of my manhood.
Yeah.
But anyway, she hadn't seen our daughter yet on this trip, so we went out there. Long story, still really long, actually. I left my lights on in the truck.
Right.
In the old 75 Chev pickup truck.
Yeah.
Which I love driving, by the way. You don't get a lot of those in Germany. I left the lights on and could not find the jumper cables. I guess they're not in there. And so I thought, oh,
good,
no.
Good thing to have when you have a 75, did you say?
Yeah, well, no, the thing runs perfectly.
Right, except when you leave the lights
on. Except when you leave the lights on for 5 hours. And then that was a lot of tea. And so I thought, well, what am I going to do in the West End? Like, who's going to have jumper cables? And who's going to even want to help me?
Right.
Fortunately, if that ever comes up, have your wife and small baby with you.
Right.
You're non-threatening.
Yes.
And that neighborhood is actually, people are pretty friendly in that neighborhood. Specifically in Vancouver, there's different areas where they're not very friendly.
Right.
So the first, there's these two women I approached, asked them, and yep, they had jumper cables. She had her entire life in her trunk. Everything she owned seemed to be in there. She pulled it all out to get the jumper cables for me.
Okay.
And pulled up. I jumped the car real quick, and everything was good. So thank you, Sue.
And was she into photography?
She will be now.
Oh.
Yeah. I gave her my card. So our card.
Right.
And so if she's listening to this...
Thanks.
Still at the 11-minute mark. Thank you, Sue. So there you go. Photo challenge.
What was it?
Photo challenge was I called it a wide portrait, but that's probably not the best description.
A portrait in context, I think, was kind of what you were hinting at.
And I wanted to, and I've since actually, I've read something else about this, and they called it an environmental portrait, which makes more sense. Somebody in their environment.
Right.
And so that's what I was trying to get at. And so I probably should have mentioned that last week.
It's okay. I think. Well, we'll get everybody's interpretation.
Absolutely. So let's have a look and see what. Start with yours.
So this was part of my photo shoot that I took for my friends. So this is a friend, more my wife's friend, but I guess my friend as well, Michelle and her daughter.
Can we spend another 5 minutes defining the friendship?
Well, I just, you know.
How long have you known her?
No,
I'm just kidding.
A couple of years. Yeah. So anyway, so we went down to Gary Point Park, which is very close to where I live, one of my favorite places to take photos. And there's a spot where you're kind of looking back at Steveston, and, you know, there's a little kind of miniature beach and logs and grass, and there was a nice blue sky. So I had them perch on the logs, and I snapped this photo as I was waiting for everyone else to arrive, and I was pretty happy with it. And it's pretty much untouched. And so I've got an umbrella set off camera left, and then I've got another flash down low so that I kept their faces as evenly lit as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a bare flash to camera right down low shooting up, and then there's a flash in a shoot-through umbrella to their left kind of angling down on them. So that's what I've done there, and it's at an f8 aperture at about I think it's a 1/125 shutter speed. So there it is.
All right.
And yeah, I wanted to get the blue of the sky, which is why I shot it. Portrait, right. Yeah. But is that what you meant when you said portrait? You weren't meaning this version of portrait. You just meant of people.
A picture of somebody.
Right. Yeah. So that's it. What do you want to discuss?
What do I want to discuss? I don't know. I'm just seeing it for the first time. That's not a lie. You sent it yesterday, but I just didn't really pay attention. I like it. It's a great picture of mother and daughter. Now, I assume that they go down there a lot.
Yes.
So therefore it is in context.
Yes, this is, again, they live very near to us, and this is probably one of the hot spots to go when you're in Richmond area or in Vancouver. I think a lot of people who go to Vancouver like to make it out to Steveston and Gary Point Park is, you know, part of that. So, yeah.
You're definitely a great place to be. I have to admit, this is not exactly what I had in mind when I proposed the challenge, but I did not clarify that very well. So that's on me.
Okay. And you know what? In my first thought, this wasn't exactly what I envisioned, but when I went out to take this picture, I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. And so I was taking pictures. They didn't do anything to me. So, and no animals were hurt in the shooting of this portrait.
Dodged a bullet.
But I think I just wanted to be as efficient as possible. So I did this and the photo challenge. I figured might as well do it all at once.
Gotcha. Now, my only critique would be I would try to capture her feet as well.
Yes. And I think I did in another one of the similar shots, but I liked the smiles and I liked everything else about this picture that I figured, yeah, I'll do without the feet. I liked the rest of it better. So yeah, no, I was cognizant of that, but still like this picture the best.
That happens. Oftentimes it'll happen. I'll pick a picture that is imperfect because the expression is better.
Right.
And I always recommend going that way. Oftentimes you do that, like when we shoot, you know, you shoot movies or something, that the framing might not be quite right or something might be off with the lighting. But if in that take, the performance is bang on, you ignore the other faults.
Right.
And so that's their performance is bang on. So you do ignore that. The other thing is if they're going to frame this, you're going to lose even more of the feet. So you would want to not only include their feet, but quite a bit more of log moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good takeaway. Get the feet
or don't get the feet. Maybe cut her off above the knee. I've heard the general rule is to not cut off at any joints, ankles, knees.
And that's also a rule in physiotherapy. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Don't cut off anybody's feet.
No, at the joint.
Okay.
Best not to cut off them at the joint. You know, get a mid shaft if you're going to get them.
I understand. All right. So moving on here.
Your picture.
This is mine. This is a picture of Len. Now, like there are a lot of places in the world, we have the Occupy, the fill in the blank, whatever. So the Occupy Wall Street is where it started.
Yeah.
We have the Occupy Vancouver down at the art gallery. And so I was down there the other day for some meetings. And then in between, I had like about 2 hours to kill. And forgot that this was happening, the Tent City was happening. And I just thought, once I saw that, I determined right away that was going to be my shot. I wanted to shoot somebody at the Occupy Vancouver in their Tent City. So this is Len.
So is Len actually occupying one of those tents?
One of those tents specifically, I don't know.
Does he have a tent? Did you get into that?
I didn't get too much into it.
Just asked him if you could take his picture.
Yeah, I didn't want to get too invested in the characters. I stood around for quite some time because what ended up happening is right where Len is standing, a wonderful slash of light is coming. You can see it on his neck.
Yeah.
That's light from reflecting off a building, camera left.
Okay.
And so it was creating a nice slash of light across the sidewalk, and I knew right away that that's the shot I wanted because the sidewalk was leading off to the art gallery. And I wanted somebody to stand there. So I basically just parked myself right there for about 20 minutes and just watched and waited for somebody to come by that I thought looked interesting. And some people looked really interesting.
They had an interesting Friday night probably before you're taking this picture.
Yep. Yeah, it was... They've been committed. They've been living down there.
Yeah.
And there's no showers down there.
Right.
So anyways... someone came up to me and basically told me that I was free to stay, but I couldn't take pictures in that area to the left there because it was a designated safe zone. I just did not make eye contact or acknowledge. I just continued standing there.
That's what I used to do in school.
I wasn't there to make anybody uncomfortable or do anything, again, nefarious.
Right.
Twice in one podcast.
Yeah.
And So anyways, I basically waited, and then Len came by, and he wouldn't, he stopped coming, walking up to me. Like, he had been walking around there, but he wasn't in the right spot. So finally, I went over and tracked him down and asked, can I take your picture? No problem. Len was very, like, really well-spoken and really into it and really happy to oblige. And so I asked him to stand in that spot, hold the sign up right perpendicular to the camera.
Yeah.
Parallel to the lens? I don't know.
Something like that.
Straight on.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to look off the left. I didn't want him to be looking into the camera.
That's what I was going to ask you. Why not look off to the right and into the frame like we've previously talked about?
It, for some reason, there was nothing specific. Like, I didn't want to make you uncomfortable or anything like that. It was just, it just seemed like the natural fit. It was away from the light was the one thing.
Oh, okay.
I imagined when he was standing there that he'd be backlit by that slash of light. Right. Because I wanted the focus to be... Well, you tell me, where do you see when you first see the picture?
I see the sign.
That's the first thing I wanted you to have a look at. From there, my eye goes to Len. And then after that, I see the tents and then the art gallery in the background, just out of focus.
Right.
So that was the plan.
Yeah, I think you succeeded.
The real plan was to shoot this in black and white.
Okay, when you showed me that version.
I'm sitting there staring at the scene, thinking this is going to be black and white. There's no question about it. Shot it in RAW, of course. Get back home and go to process it. And I love the color. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I like the billboard, I guess, on the art gallery and the neat colors in there.
Mm-hmm.
And even the sign itself with the, you know, the reds and the greens, and it all looks good. So I looked at both versions too, and I definitely preferred the color. So
go figure.
Yeah.
So sometimes you change it up.
Yep.
That's how it goes. So anyway, that's Len at Occupy Vancouver.
I like it. And I don't have any real feedback for you other than I like it.
Awesome. Okay.
So?
Let's see what your wife thinks.
She likes it.
Yeah. I'm sure. Moving on, this week's topic, how to set a trap.
Is that like how to build a better mouse trap?
Let's call it that. This week's topic, how to set a trap.
A trap for what?
A photo trap.
Which, I don't know what the term means. Is that a term you made up, or is that a common term?
I don't think I made it up. I'm pretty sure it's a real term.
Okay.
If it's not, I did make it up, but I can't take credit for that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that I've heard it somewhere else. It comes from the other day I was shooting. I meant to talk about it. I shot a kid's birthday party. We were invited to a friend's birthday party, and they had it at a gymnasium, like a gymnastics gymnasium.
Yeah, we've had Sarah's previous two birthdays at similar places.
Awesome. What a great setup.
It's like a warehouse kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the equipment.
Yep. Yeah, this is some gymnastics club, and they have the springy floors ropes to climb and the ninja stars.
Yeah,
that one was made up. And so it was great. You have all the kids run around. It was a little structured, a little more structured parts of it than I would have liked, but the kids ran around, trampolined. Awesome.
What about Emily? Did you bounce her off the trampoline a few times?
She was a little hesitant to go into the foam pit, but after we threw her, it was okay.
Well, she's got to be 3 months now.
So she's 4 months.
Oh.
Yeah. She was fine.
Yeah.
She cried the first 5 to 10 times, but after that...
She was unconscious, so it was fine.
No, don't make it weird.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my daughter. What? Oh, my goodness. So,
okay, sorry, I take that back.
Let's just tone it down.
Family show.
Anyways, there's a bunch of difficulties shooting. First of all, it's huge space, so kids are all spread out all over the place. And I wanted to shoot, you know, try to get as many kids as you want. I didn't want to just shoot one or two of our kid, you know, friends' kids and disinclude some of them,
right?
And you only had like an hour and a bit because there was pizza involved after, and it was chaos.
Right.
And so the lighting, I knew going in the lighting wouldn't be ideal. In my head, I'd never been there, but in my head I knew it would be a large space with a high ceiling and there's nowhere to bounce flash.
Right.
I don't like direct flash.
No.
And so I knew I would have to take available light and just kind of eat it. it's not going to be the most perfect lighting, but again, it's about the expressions on the face, and we don't worry about the perfect lighting.
Right.
So I took my dad's 85mm f1.8
okay.
lens.
Yeah.
Love that lens. Put that lens on my 5D, and that's all I took. And I knew that, well, first of all, it was dark in there. So I basically set the ISO to 1600 at around f1.8. I had to go to f1.8 to get like a 250th of a second shutter speed.
Right, yeah.
Which you need to do because...
Yeah, they're running around now.
They are running around on the trampoline and all, you know, a lot of motion going on.
Yeah.
So I had no choice but to set it like that. So I knew that going in. So once we started shooting, I found that autofocus was out of focus. That I did patent. Write that down.
Autofocus, out of focus.
Yeah.
I didn't write it down. I just repeated it.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget in 2 minutes.
No, but later on when I get you to do the transcript from this episode, you can write that one down.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I found it right away that there's no way I could hold focus on the kids. F1.8, very little is in focus.
Yeah.
By the time I get focus, they've moved.
Yeah.
I tried the AI servo mode.
Yeah.
You could get some results, but even in the sort of the dark lighting, it's not awesome.
Well, it still takes time for it to find the focus too, right?
It still does. And so I knew so that was a problem. The other thing was is that we were indoor. The lighting was indoor, and it was constant, meaning the sun wasn't coming in and out and things weren't changing, but it was inconsistent.
Right.
And so I knew right away that AV mode wasn't going to work because throughout, you know, some corners were darker than others.
Yep.
And so I just figured out that this was not going to happen. So what I ended up doing was first off was...
Are you getting to the point of what the episode's about?
Yes, so, we're going to get to the point.
You're coming around. I can feel it happening. I can feel you getting to the point here.
Well, I feel like I've been derailed now.
Just start again.
So here goes the start. So I'm at a gymnastics party with the ropes and the ninja stars. Why don't you get one of those chocolates ready for me? This is going to be a long one. So anyways, I determined that I'm going to have to set a trap.
Right.
To keep the kids in focus and well exposed.
Right.
First things first, when setting this trap, I'm going to use manual. I'm going to take the camera's metering out of the equation. So that means I'm going to set it to ISO 1600. I'm going to hopefully start at around F2.8 if I can, depending on where I am in the gym.
Yeah.
If there's light, I'm going to start at 2.8 and hopefully get a 250th of a second. Where there isn't light, I'm going to be forced to go to 1.8.
Okay.
Otherwise, the kids are going to be... You know, the shutter speed is going to be 60th of a second and it's going to be blurry.
Yeah.
So I set my aperture first, then I dial in my shutter speed.
Okay.
Of where I'm going to shoot. And then I wait for the kids.
Right.
Sounded, it, trust me, in real life, less creepy than that sounded. The kids knew I was there. The parents knew I was there.
Everybody knew.
Yeah. I was on the SkyTrain. No, I wasn't I was hiding in the foam pit. Oh, my goodness. Child Services is going to make a visit.
The creature from the foam pit.
This is terrible. But that's what I would end up doing. So I would go and position myself at, say, the pommel horse.
Yeah.
Or wherever the kids were jumping around.
Yeah.
And just wait until kids came there.
Right.
And so I was set. I knew my exposure. I was ready. And oftentimes, I would focus on where I wanted to focus and then... snap away.
Yeah.
Now, one of them in particular was, for me, was the best example, which is why I wanted to talk about this on the show, is they had this long trampoline. Actually, the coolest thing I've ever seen. It was like this long runway.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Trampoline the whole thing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're...
Where was that when I was a kid?
I know.
Because I felt like kind of a oddball running on that at 38.
That's just, you got to just go for it.
Yeah. Well, with a belly full of pizza, I made a horrible error. So I wanted to take pictures of the kids on this, but with them running the entire length of it, how do I do that? So what I did, hey, I'll go ahead and answer that for you.
You set a trap.
I set a trap.
Okay.
Got the exposure, as I already mentioned, 9 times. And then what I did was, rather than use the servo focus, AI servo, or whatever it's called on the Nikon, I don't know, Google it. And so with the kids running towards me, focus is changing rapidly.
Right.
It's never going to keep up in the dark. And so what I did was I set focus at kind of a middle point where the kids would be, where I wanted them to be in focus.
Yeah.
And then as they ran, I flipped it over to burst mode and just fired away.
So what did you focus on? Would you stick something at that point and you get someone to stand there? What did you focus
on? I picked a spot on the wall.
Yeah,
okay. Or somewhere, you know, because focus is based on distance.
Right. So you just picked something at that distance and you put a piece of tape or anything like that? Or you just remembered?
I just remembered. And I just said, okay, you know what? It's going to be 3 meters because that's where it looks great on the 85 millimeter lens. And just fire away. So I'm going to take 10 pictures.
As they run through that spot.
And 8.5 of them are going to be out of focus.
Right.
And you'll see them come closer. In fact, I have examples that I'm going to post for us. Let's have a quick look at those.
Out of focus ones?
All of them. This is the sequence of little Cinderella.
No, that's Snow White. Get to know your princesses.
All right. Well, they're different in Germany. So that's Snow White?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Snow White running along, what do you call the trampoline?
A long trampoline.
Yeah, it's the technical term.
Yeah.
So here you can see she's way out of focus. I focused in this area here where there's like, I probably focused on that mark on the right-hand side.
Okay.
So as we move along, you can see she's getting more and more in focus. Still not a good photo. But here, just about in focus, and then boom. Now, I would have preferred...
And by boom, you mean it's in focus.
Boom, in focus.
Yeah.
You can see she's in acceptable focus there.
Yeah.
Now, I would never get, that's probably not perfect, but I would never, ever, ever get that shot with AI servo in the dark conditions like that.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. So in a situation where you know somebody's going to be there eventually, that's when you set a trap.
Okay.
If you're shooting like in the NFL, you don't know where guys are going to go. You got to shoot the servo and hope you get something.
Maybe they'll go in the end zone.
Well, you hope so, but whereabouts? So you're going to have to follow the guys. And if you're getting good at it, if you've been shooting football or anything for a long time, you start to anticipate where they're going to be.
Which is why they all set up right around the end zone.
Correct.
Or on the sidelines.
Somewhere on the sidelines. Yeah. And they'll have different lenses for different, you know, different plays. Like they'll know when they're on the sidelines and the play is in the middle of the field, they'll probably shoot with their 50 mil lens. When they're in the end zone, they'll be shooting with the long lens because they'll be waiting for them to come up the field.
Right.
Or something like that. I don't shoot football.
Right.
But if you're shooting baseball, for instance, and you have a runner on first, and it's a 3-1 count, you better get your camera focused on second base. I mean, they might not go, but that's a good running count.
Right.
So
there's the baseball tutorial part of the show. Oh, phone.
A phone. That's probably child services. Tell them I'm not here.
They've got a satellite.
Yikes. So that's one way. If you can anticipate and expect something to happen, the beauty of these digital SLRs is you can use the burst mode.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like the old days of film where you got to burn off 12 frames with your motor drive.
Yeah. Do I have that in my camera? Do I have a burst mode?
Absolutely.
I have what's called continuous shooting. Is that the same thing?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called. I called it motor drive up until now. And by now, I mean like until 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
I really don't know. So that's one way to set that. Now, that works if you're out in the street. Like if you're going to go out and take a picture of a car driving by or something like that, you don't need to necessarily focus as the car's moving. Why don't you focus on one spot, snap away?
It's a great idea.
Pick the one. And now everything here is set as part of the trap. So there's no, your AV isn't going to change because you have this constant lighting. So you're not worried about that. You have exposure set. Now, it took a couple passes. I think this is probably the third or fourth time that Snow White ran past. And so the first couple, I think, okay, I make some adjustments. And next time she came by, boom. I would have liked it if she was looking up. But, oh well.
everybody doesn't run with their head up.
No, no, no. The 3-year-olds tend to not do that.
Yeah. Jack runs with his head down, and he also hits a lot of walls.
Well, I don't know where to go with that.
No, I'm just telling you. Well, and you don't have to go anywhere.
Maybe child services could get off my back. Yeah. You could sort that out.
Well, he'll figure it out.
So when you go to set the trap, I wanted to talk a little quickly, just touch on briefly on the compromises you make.
By setting the trap.
Well, not just, I mean, in photography in general is a compromise, right? Like you know, sometimes you want to shoot it at f11 1/2000th of a second at ISO 100, but you can't. So therefore you give something away. And so by doing this, my compromise was, okay, I'm going to, rather than sacrifice shutter speed, which is going to screw me on this shot, he's going to be blurry, I'm going to sacrifice depth of field.
Right.
And shoot at f1.8.
Yeah.
So that's the compromise I made here.
And when I took my photo challenge picture, I made a opposite compromise. I wanted to shoot with all the lights, right? And I wanted to have, you know, the exposure I wanted forced me into shooting at an f8. For example,
there you go.
So I lost the shallow depth of field in order to get the flash and the lighting and have the proper sync speed.
And you end up using more flash power.
Yeah.
To get there. So
sacrifices.
It's all about compromises.
Maybe we should just call this compromises.
Well, yeah. Never. Don't tell my wife that I've ever compromised. Okay.
She wouldn't believe you, anyways.
No, wouldn't do it. So, any questions about how to set a trap?
I don't think so. So basically pick a spot, focus on that spot, wait for your subject to move into that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, if they take a different approach, you're in trouble then.
Well, then you have to wait. If you're shooting something extremely critical, that is a once in a lifetime event, like your daughter's wedding,
mm-hmm.
you may not want to use that method. You may want to try something else. But if it's something like that, like you want to shoot a portrait of somebody walking down the street, for instance, that's a great way to do it. Even if it is, and I've done this even when it's not a setup shot, when it's not a, you know, a spontaneous kind of candid shot where I'll get someone walking, I will do the exact same thing and hopefully get that when they hit that one focal area, focal distance, focal thing.
I don't know. Spot?
Yeah.
They hit the spot.
Google it. When they hit that zone, I hope they're doing...
How is zone better than spot?
Exactly. Z.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Z for American listeners.
Yeah.
Z. Z. So when they hit that spot, I hope they're doing something good.
Right.
So otherwise, you're shooting it again. There's the compromise.
Okay.
So if that's your own, no more questions, that's good because that's going to give you a little foreshadowing. Might have something to do with the photo challenge. Before we get there.
Okay.
Upcoming topics, I wanted to hint at what's coming up.
I can't wait to hear because I like to get ready. I like to get prepared at least a few weeks in advance.
That doesn't sound true.
No.
That doesn't sound like you.
I need 5 minutes.
We're going to talk about workflow.
Okay.
I
don't. What does that mean?
How to manage your photos? Like, what do you do when you go out in the field and you take pictures? You come home. What do?
I use my mom's method: cardboard box.
Cardboard box. Right.
Stick it in the basement.
Right. Here's the 8 pictures of Adam from age 0 to now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's not what you do.
No.
So we'll talk about that. What a common workflow is. What do you do once you get home with your pictures?
Okay.
What happens next?
I think that's good to know.
Then, and how to manage that. How to manage your hard drive bloat. I know people who, they manage that by buying more hard drives.
Yeah.
Don't recommend that.
Okay.
I do it myself.
I've done it.
We're going to talk a little bit more about manual flash.
Okay.
I have a tutorial we're gonna bust out here.
I'm loving manual flash, by the way. I was scared to use it in the last month or so. I've been doing nothing but manual flash. So
we're gonna do it one more on-camera flash.
Okay.
Not how to take good pictures though. It's gonna be a tutorial that will hopefully explain how manual flash works.
Yep.
So you can really hammer home the basics, and so when you take it off the camera, you know what you're doing.
Sounds good.
Instead of just mashing buttons in the dark.
Which is also fun.
Yeah, we've all been there. We're going to talk about how to buy a new lens.
Okay.
because I get that question a lot about from people of, should I buy this lens or what lens should I buy?
Yeah.
As if there's an answer.
Right.
Well, there are some answers and we'll talk about that. And then the last one, this one I think is going to be your favorite, is how to drop Christmas hints.
Yeah. I'm good at that though, I think.
Well, then there we go. You're going to have to pass on what you know.
Okay.
Because what you're going to get for what photo equipment you want, how to drop the hint, how to justify it.
Right.
How to justify it to your wife, why she thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then, okay, spoiler alert, you can make it her gift. Right?
So I'm going to buy her a gift that under the pretenses that it's for her, but it's actually for me. I think everyone would love to know how to pull that one off.
That one's a tough one.
It's called the divorcer.
You really have to make the eye contact. Yeah. That one's really, you have to sell it.
Know where you are in your relationship.
Yeah. So we don't want to get too far into that just now, but in upcoming episodes, we'll discuss how to do that and not get divorced.
Okay.
So there's that. So photo challenge for next week.
Maybe you want to get divorced though.
Once again, Adam's made it weird.
Okay. Yeah. For those of us that don't want to get divorced.
Is there something you want to talk about?
Myself included, I don't want to get divorced. Okay. So.
Well, yeah. Anyways, next week's photo challenge.
Okay.
It's that time of the show. It's next week's photo challenge.
And you had one, a mouse trap one.
This is it. Set a trap.
Set a trap, okay.
Go out, set a trap. I don't care if you got to set it up with someone. Set the trap. Full manual. Everything we talked about. Go back and listen for the eighth time.
Not gonna happen. No other guidelines. Just needs to be trapped.
Needs to be a trap. This one isn't so much a theme, but more of a method.
Okay.
A method?
Yeah. The trapping method.
Trapping method. Ooh. That's the name of this episode?
Okay.
I bet you that's a Stephen King novel.
It's just like you to get around method. To the point after, what, 48 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, on that note...
where can we find your stuff?
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Your stuff?
Yeah, I haven't really been posting a lot of stuff.
Well, let's post something.
I got to post some new stuff. I got to be honest with you. I've been really busy to post new stuff.
Okay.
And most of my work has been, the last little while, has been video.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not part of the show.
Right.
As you know. So posting that has not really been part of it. So I will try to post some recent photos. So I have a bunch of photo gigs coming up.
Okay.
I have 4 or 5 different gigs in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
We'll post stuff. Guess where that'll be? AlanAtridge.com. Wow, that was a long way.
Yeah, I asked you 3 minutes ago. Can I say something? Do I get to say something soon?
Let me just check. Yeah. Where can we find your stuff?
SchwartzChronicles.com. That's it. See how I do that? Yeah. You ask me a question, I give you a direct answer.
I hope to see some pumpkin patch pictures on there.
Maybe we'll. And I think some of those taken by your camera and you.
We're not going to tell which are which, though.
Okay.
People just know.
Yeah. You're hinting at the good ones are mine. Right?
Yeah,
I take the good ones.
Yeah. Obviously. The ones that are in focus are likely mine.
Okay.
Yeah, and so also we're at twohosers.com or twohosers on the Twitter. Go check us out on the Flickr site. We're getting a lot more traction there.
Yeah, and people posting their pictures, which is good to see. So hopefully that continues.
We look forward
to that. That's kind of like to the people who have thought about posting pictures but haven't yet. So just do it.
Have you noticed there's the has actually resonated with a few people
already? Yeah, that's right. I'm just trying to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, tell a friend.
Yeah.
So there's that. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.